They're giant. Huh? That's who they'll put on them Allisons. They're giant. You seen them? You ain't seen?
No.
Well, they had 6 men and they had them laying there. You
got
Yeah.
Knocked them way back out there, then he took his hand and stole them way back out there.
Andre the Giant.
That's right. They can't whoop him, can
you? No, nobody.
He said he can. Them Allisons said he can. I don't let him try.
He's a Frenchman, isn't he?
I don't know what that man is, but he can fight. He's strong.
You think they could whip him?
No. But they said he can, but they just do that. They can't whip him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get in there with him behind 4 or 5 more men. If I was a man, not me.
Yeah, but you double up your hands and you make two.
Sometimes they'd be looking for running lad, they'd be looking for him to fight with his hand. When they go to run into him, you just pick up his foot, kick him right in the lap, and they just fall out like the bees. Then he just stretch both hands out. And run there and pick him up. And then flap him down again.
Yeah. The upper part of a man's body is his what?
That's his chest, ain't it?
Okay. Now, if you might stumble in the dark and bruise your what? This part of your leg, that's your...
The calf part.
Uh-huh, but this is your what, down here along this part of your leg?
That's my leg.
Yeah. Your shin, shank bone?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I feel those days with my knee.
Now, when some of those guys are wrestling and a guy is coming at him, to get away from him, he might do what?
Stoop down.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they run up to him and they dodge and they run on out there. Fall out. You see them?
Yeah. If you wanted to get down by the ground, you would do what? You would...
A squat out.
On your what?
My knees.
Back part of your legs is your...
Thighs.
Your haunches?
Thighs, I call them.
Okay. Honkers or that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
And even my knees.
Yeah. You get along pretty well. I guess when folks are talking about you, they say you're still a mighty, what kind of person?
They say, there ain't nothing there. You say you look so real. I say, I don't care what you say. I know what I'm sick. I do. I was sick yesterday, but I ain't as sick as I were yesterday. But I'm going fishing, though.
Yeah. Somebody who always has a smile on his face and was nice to folks, you say he's a...
Friendly. I would.
He's always in a good what?
Yeah, good mood. He's a friendly person.
Good humor?
Yes, sir. Friendly, good person. That's what I call him.
What do you say to people usually when they start getting,
getting mad or something?
Yeah.
I don't say nothing to them. If it ain't one of my junk, I'll say, you getting mad, ain't you? I'll get up and straighten you out. I got one with 10 children, I'll whoop him. If he don't let me whoop him, you better get out the way.
Yeah.
That's right. Them children say, sure is glad Grandma here, she made him hush. He get to talking, you know, or be talking. I said, hush, Willie, you don't know what you're talking about. Just hush. I'm so glad Grandma here, she made him hush. They'd be glad of that. Grandma made him hush. He just talked too much. I get a hold to you, boy. I told you yesterday to do so and so and you didn't do it. I bet I might get a hold to you. Listen at him now. That's what Charles said. Listen at him now.
Yeah. What about a person a boy who was always tall and knocking over things, they'd say he was a mighty what kind of boy?
Clumsy. That's what I would say. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Clumsy.
And then a person who won't ever spend any money, they'd say they were a what?
Stanger.
Yeah.
There's two stangers. Some folks too stangy to eat.